It's Wayne Mauser, local news.
Good morning. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. A Fond du Lac man is facing a felony stalking charge in Dane County after an alleged decade-long pattern of obsessive harassment culminated in a police search of his home, where investigators uncovered human skulls, serial killer memorabilia, and detailed journals describing stalking behaviors. The Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office said a search warrant was carried out August 14th when detectives from the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office assisted Madison Police Department investigators in serving a search warrant connected to a Madison PD stalking investigation. The warrant was executed at the suspect's home in rural Fond du Lac County. 47-year-old Benjamin Larson is charged with one count of stalking, a Class A felony. According to a criminal complaint filed on August 18, 2026, the charge stems from conduct directed at a Madison woman between June of 2013 and July of 2026. If convicted, Larson faces up to 3 years and 6 months in prison and a fine of up to $10,000. The sheriff's office said it's working with a forensic anthropologist affiliated with the Wisconsin Crime Lab, the Wisconsin Historical Society, the Wisconsin Intertribal Repatriation Committee, and specialized laboratories to determine whether the remains are authentic and whether they are modern-era remains or archaeological Native American remains. The sheriff's office said the forensic anthropologist's initial physical examination determined that many of the remains are likely ancient Native American in origin. However, several of the skeletal remains require specialized forensic testing at a laboratory to determine their origin. The 21-year-old Campbellsport man suspected of driving under the influence and causing a fatal two-vehicle crash was arraigned in Fond du Lac County Court on Tuesday. Dakota Krieger pled not guilty to the 6 charges he's facing, which include homicide by the intoxicated use of a vehicle and 2 counts of causing injury operating while under the influence. The accident on June 21st occurred at the intersection of County Highway V and Mill Pond Road. Krieger allegedly failed to yield the right-of-way at the intersection, pulling into the path of a vehicle being driven by a 68-year-old Kewaskum woman. The woman died at St. Agnes Hospital in Fond du Lac. Krieger and a passenger in each of the vehicles were injured. According to the criminal complaint, he told police he had been drinking the night before but stopped at 6 p.m. A passenger in his vehicle said Krieger had been drinking as late as 4 a.m. the morning of the crash. A status conference is scheduled in the case on December 7th. The Boys and Girls Club of the Tri-County area will host their 3rd annual Arts and Crafts fundraiser next month. Bob Nelson has a story for Civic Media News.
It will be held at the Knuth Brewing Company in Ripon on Thursday, September 17th, with registration at 5 p.m. and the event beginning at 6. 14 area youth will be paired with local artists to produce pieces for the event. Cassidy Walters of the club says those pieces will be auctioned off.
It's really cool to see the kids' faces light up. They're like, whoa, people want my art. I think that's so cool.
There will be heavy appetizers, craft cocktails, and live music. The presenting sponsor is Alliance Laundry Systems. Betsy Heffernan of Alliance says they have 2,000 employees, and the Boys and Girls Club supports the development of the children of their employees.
The Boys and Girls Club supports our families. They support the children of our employees.
Tickets for arts and crafts are $50 and are available through the club's Facebook page and website. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
Columbia County Sheriff's officials have identified the Beaver Dam man who died on August 13th at the county jail in Portage. Walter Stanley died after being found unresponsive in his cell. Officials say he was arrested the morning of Thursday, August 13th, on an impaired driving charge. He died after 8 a.m. that same morning. An autopsy was performed at the University of Wisconsin Hospitals the following day. Officials are awaiting toxicology results to determine an official cause of death. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office requested an outside agency to investigate the death, which is consistent with Wisconsin law during an inmate death investigation. Sauk County Sheriff's Office detectives will investigate Stanley's death. The Ripon Common Council this week approved bull hunting for nuisance deer in the city for Team Ripon. Over the past 19 years, the team has harvested 222 deer. Team members need to get the permission of landowners to hunt on their land. City Administrator Adam Sontag said they received more complaints this year. about the damage the deer have done. Team Ripon is able to hunt from September through February. Meanwhile, the city of Marcus Ann is looking to develop a similar program. They'll hold a nuisance deer reduction hunt meeting on Tuesday, September 8th at 6 p.m. in the Marcus Ann City Hall Community Room. All Marcus Ann property owners are welcome to share their thoughts both for and against the hunt. A brand new event hosted by Ripon Parks and Recreation Department and the Ripon Police Department will be held Saturday at Selfridge Park. The grand opening tomorrow for the improvements to the park will be held from 9 until 10:30 a.m. with family-friendly games. Then the inaugural Cops and Bobbers Youth Fishing event will be held from 10:30 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. It will team up kids from 5 to 13 years old with police officers. There is no cost. Parents should accompany their kids. Parks and Recreation Director Ashton Zian says each registered child will get a fishing kit, a hot dog lunch, and there will be prizes and awards. Check-in for the event is from 9:45 until 10:30 at the Park Pavilion. You can register the day of the event or online at ripponrecdesk.com. Zian says Cops and Bobbers is a hands-on youth fishing event that brings kids and local police officers together for a fun day at the pond. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. Green Bay Packers running back Josh Jacobs was formally charged in Brown County Court yesterday with two misdemeanors. Here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay with more.
Jacobs was arrested in May on suspicion of domestic abuse, but at the time, the Brown County District Attorney withheld a decision on charging Jacobs pending further investigation. Jacobs was released from the Brown County Jail following the arrest. He is charged with misdemeanor battery and criminal damage to property following a domestic dispute at his Village of Hobart home on May 23rd. Green Bay Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst said on Wednesday the team was preparing for any possibility with uncertainty surrounding Jacobs' status.
I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Jacobs is scheduled to appear in court on November 17th. This is the Packers gear up to host their final preseason game at Lambeau tonight in what'll be a battle of the brothers. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur against little brother Mike LaFleur, first-year head coach of the Cardinals. They're not the only two brothers who will be on opposing sidelines tomorrow night. Packers receiver Bo Melton's brother Max Melton is a cornerback for the Cardinals. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. tonight. The Baraboo Police Department is investigating a shooting that happened during an attempted armed robbery Wednesday night. Baraboo Police Chief Justin Carloni spoke with Civic Media about the incident.
We did have a shooting during an attempt robbery that occurred in the 200 block of 4th Avenue. It appears that it was narcotics related.
Police say a 23-year-old man had set up a meeting with two people for a suspected drug deal. Two masked suspects allegedly tried to rob the victim at gunpoint, with one of the suspects shooting him. The victim was taken to the hospital for his injuries and is expected to recover. Anyone with information is asked to call the Baraboo Police Department. Fond du Lac County Sheriff's deputies say they found human remains in a rural Fond du Lac home. According to the Sheriff's Office, investigators found human skulls, skeletal remains, and memorabilia related to serial killers while executing a warrant at the home last month. 47-year-old Benjamin Larson was charged with stalking in Dane County Court on August 18th after a Madison-area woman reported being harassed by him for more than a decade. When authorities searched Larson's home, the criminal complaint says they found items allegedly from Ed Gein's grave, a jar labeled as containing a piece of John Wayne Gacy's brain, and other bottles labeled as poison. Detectives are working with a forensic anthropologist to determine whether the remains are real. An initial exam indicated many of the remains are likely ancient Native American in origin. Baraboo police are asking for your help after a shooting there Wednesday night. Police say the shooting happened during a suspected drug deal. They say a 23-year-old man set up a meeting with two people who showed up wearing masks and tried to rob him at gunpoint. One of the suspects shot the victim, but his injuries were not life-threatening. Baraboo Police Chief Justin Carloni is asking anyone who may know something about this incident to let police know.
And we're looking for any help from the public that might have additional outside information that might help us strengthen our case and provide additional insight into this investigation.
Police say the shooting was isolated to the alleged drug deal and there's no danger to the public. Anyone with information can call the Baraboo Police non-emergency line. Law enforcement in the Fox Valley are investigating after a man's body was found in the Fox River yesterday. Outagamie County Sheriff's deputies say they found the body in the village of Kimberly near Sunset Park just before noon yesterday. They say there's no indication of foul play, and the investigation is ongoing. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
Packers football tonight.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers play their final preseason game against the Arizona Cardinals, the last chance for players like receiver Will Shepard to make the team. Shepard had 6 catches for 47 yards and a touchdown last week in Denver. Can he do it again tonight?
Yeah, definitely. Just going to go out there, do my job, and whatever plays come to me, make the most of it.
Baseball. The Brewers opening a weekend series tonight at AmFam Field against the Texas Rangers. The Rangers in second place in the AL West, a game behind the Astros. The Brewers with an 8-2 win last night over the Mets in New York. Jacob Mizorowski could have called it a night after 5 complete innings, but told Pat Murphy he wanted more.
That's right. Well, that's what makes Miz special. He wanted that. Not ideal conditions. He could be thinking about other stuff, but he was focused on one thing. He was focused on helping this team. He knew what it was. I gave him the option. I said, hey, man, you okay? We're at the top of the order, whatever. He goes, I want it.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a few scattered showers and a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Local news, local sports, and local people you know. Your hometown station, 93.1 and AM 1600, The Wave.